I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's the start of hurricane season, and already there's destruction and death in Central America from a major storm, as well as a massive sinkhole. What are the people they're facing in the coming months? We'll go to Guatemala in a few minutes, but first, the Caribbean, where it's been nearly 5 months since that massive earthquake rocked Haiti, leaving more than 200,000 people dead, hundreds of thousands injured, homeless, or both. The U.S. dispatched 22,000 troops to respond to the crisis. The bulk of those troops are being withdrawn this week. The small group that remains will assist in efforts that have shifted from recovery and stabilization to reconstruction. We wanted to know more about the changing shape of those efforts, so we called David Harland. He's the director of Europe and the Latin America Division of the United Nations Peacekeeping Department. He spent lots of time in Haiti since the disaster. He just came back, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Could you just give us a sense of whether order has been restored? Just give us an overall sense of your impressions.
I think the first point to make is the scale of it is all around you. You see those images on television, you hear about them on the radio, but this is an earthquake which killed more people than Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombs combined. And now, several months after the earthquake, there are still well over a million people living without homes in Port-au-Prince. This is a country that lost the equivalent of over 100% of its GDP in 35 seconds. There's really been nothing like it in human history ever. And now, 5 months after that earthquake, every street corner you're on, you see it, whether it's the stores that were there wiped out, whether they're still digging out bodies, or whether it's the endless camps that occupy all the public spaces. No, it's all around you.
The bulk of U.S. troops, military troops, as we mentioned, are being pulled out this week. The U.S. State Department says that this signals that a, quote, basic level of sustainment, unquote, has been achieved in Haiti. Do you agree with that assessment?
We in the UN, we had a peacekeeping force on the ground of about 10,000, and the Haitians had voluntarily abolished their army, and we were providing a degree of security while the country got back on its feet. After the earthquake, the Americans inserted this huge surge force very, very quickly, and frankly, they did a lot of things that we couldn't have done by ourselves on the security side, but also fantastic work on the engineering side, on the provision of relief side, and so on. And they have downsized. They've now transitioned out entirely of the main operation they had. Would I say that signals that, you know, all is well in Haiti? I don't think so. In fact, the day they left earlier this week was traditionally the opening day of what's considered the hurricane season. And I think Haiti, for various reasons, but not least the earthquake, is not terribly well prepared for this coming hurricane season. And if it gets hit a bullseye the way it was four times in 2008, we could again have human suffering on a colossal scale.
And in fact, I was going to ask you about that. Should we be prepared for another disaster?
Yes. I think the level of preparedness of the population is very low. The population has shown incredible resilience and dignity in the face of the earthquake disaster. But if that were to be compounded by serious flooding or wind damage from a hurricane, I think we could see, you know, a tipping point, both in terms of human casualties and in terms of the political or the public security problem. And frankly, the country is not well prepared. And if we're unlucky, then there is again going to be suffering on an unbelievable scale.
There's nothing that can be done to avert that?
There are measures that can be taken. One of them is that the people who are outside of Port-au-Prince now, and there are about 750,000 of them who fled the city and who are living outside the city, most of them are not in tented camps, and they're also not in buildings that were destroyed by earthquakes. So they're living with relatives, or they're in schools or public institutions, or whatever. Those people should be incentivized to the extent possible not to return to Port-au-Prince, but to the areas around Port-au-Prince and other parts of the country so that people don't get back into the most vulnerable positions.
Well, in fact, President Clinton is touring Haiti now, I believe, former President Clinton, and he says he's unhappy with the progress he's seen on the ground. Agree, disagree?
That's right. No, I think you can't be happy. I mean, everywhere around you, people are still living with the aftermath of that hit, with schools aren't open, water is not back on, people are not back in their homes. And it's going to take a level of commitment and staying the course that we in the international relief community are simply not used to.
Well, who, with the U.S. troops moving out, who will take the lead?
Well, the U.S. very quickly realized that they didn't have major security obligations there. And so they pivoted relatively quickly, very quickly, and engaged themselves largely with directly supporting the humanitarian relief operation, providing everything from logistics to planning. And that will be sorely missed. But on the purely security side, the government of Haiti, the people of Haiti, and the United Nations peacekeeping forces have, for the moment, got it more or less under control. I think the big issue there is if the humanitarian relief and the economic recovery doesn't gather pace, then security problems of a more serious nature could begin to emerge.
And finally, before I let you go, just this week, Tropical Storm Agatha struck Central America. More than 170 people were killed. And it just seems as though every year we hear of one disaster or another that just wreaks havoc on Central America and the Caribbean. Is there something that the international community can do to curb this kind of annual ritual of suffering?
The short answer to your question is that there are no quick answers, but there is a need for a broad, slow, steady offensive against the whole series of interlocked vulnerabilities that these places have. Haiti was making good progress in that direction, and I think the challenge for this year is really to see whether Haiti can get back on to the relatively good track it was on immediately prior to January 12th.
David Harlan is the director of the Europe and Latin America Division of the Department of Peacekeeping Operations at the United Nations. He was kind enough to join us from New York, and as I mentioned, he's just back from Haiti. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.